Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an actress.
I
want to
be a model.
Yay!
Yay!
Boys and girls, and how's everyone doing? How are you, Aunt Jewel?
I'm doing fine. This has been such a wonderful week. It was the week that we had Thanksgiving, so everyone was with their family or friends.
And we not only had Thanksgiving, but Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, was the first day of Hanukkah.
Wow, I wonder if the boys and girls all know what that means.
I wonder if they do. It is certainly a special holiday.
And it was good because it was a time to be able to share with your family and be so thankful that you were able to be together and tell them how much you appreciate them. But you know what, Star? Fish, I bet you some of the kids are still out playing because we're on the East Coast and it's already dark.
I knew there are still some out there. Come on, kids. We need to go inside. We need to get ready for school tomorrow. All right. One more minute. All right, let's get ready, guys.
They don't act like they want to come in.
We have a very good treat tonight, a bedtime story.
We certainly do. And, you know, it's Starfish. We are so happy to have this evening. Of course, where we are, it's evening. And, of course, where some of the boys and girls are, it's still good day. But we want to thank them, and we want to thank the mommies and the daddies and grandma and grandpa and poppy and aunts and uncles and, oh, my goodness, just people who care.
Oh, yes, we certainly want to thank them, and this is a time to be thankful.
Yes, it was a real good spirit this Thanksgiving because a lot of times, a lot of you met new relatives that you didn't even know before. And some of you just entered into the world and you even met your Nana and your Poppy. Lots of people. And I can't forget Starfish, how could I forget that we miss Scruff?
Oh, yes. Scruff, the favorite dog from Philly.
He certainly is. And he just is so passive and loves for you to pet his very soft coat. So this time, you know what, Starfish? Because now
what?
That Thanksgiving is over and we've waved goodbye to our relatives, guess what the boys and girls are turning to?
What are they turning to?
They're turning into making a list. We don't know why, but they're making a list.
I wonder what that list is about.
I'm not sure what it's about, but one thing I know, we need to know what we have to do with our teeth, our dirty bodies from playing all day, our... Maybe we might need a little something to go down our throat because we're a little thirsty. I think it's called... What, Starfish? What do you think it could be called? Boys and girls out there, what do you think it's going to be called?
The bedtime list?
Ooh. I wonder.
A Christmas list?
Ooh.
A grocery list?
Ooh. Lots of lists. Yes. And how are they going to know what to do?
Exactly. Well, luckily, I know some of the boys and girls have really learned and understood how to prepare from listening to Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories, because it's the same way, whether you're preparing for homework, preparing to get ready to go to bed, preparing to go to school, preparing for guests to come and stay at your house,
mm-hmm.
or even preparing for the holiday. It's all the same. You want to make your list. So,
right.
Remember how we made our list with here on Aunt Jewel?
Hmm.
That's where we'll start.
I think some of the boys and girls know, too, because you are so right that when your grandma or even your mom prepared Thanksgiving dinner, they had to have a list.
They certainly did.
At night before you get tucked in, check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
Then check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I said my prayers with PJs on. I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep? My daddy hugged my mommy, said my prayers
boys
Wow, that is a certainly long list.
You are so right, Starfish.
So, Aunt Jewel, what do you do if the kids have a long list? How do you take control of it?
Well, what you do is you write it down. That really does help. And then you can be able to check it off. I know a song, something like checking it once, checking it twice, to make sure whether you do it or not. I'm not sure that's how the song goes, but that gives you an idea of what we're going to be talking about. You're going to be having family and friends come over, so that means that your mom or dad or your aunt or uncle or maybe even you know exactly what to do before they come. You might want to put away, oh, I'm hearing Johnny says that he always puts away his toys because he doesn't want his cousins moving it.
Oh, yes.
And then I know that in order to make Mommy and Daddy feel so good, you try to follow everything on the list. Matter of fact, you might even make a list.
I think that's a grand idea.
Exactly. And I wonder why, Starfish, they might want to make a list.
It helps to keep you organized.
Exactly. But also, if you have a response or an answer, just like Starfish, you can call 914-338-0695 if you know of something to say with why you might make a list. We've already said that this show was going to be talking about getting closer to the holidays, and already one holiday is already passed, and that was Thanksgiving. And I wonder why another holiday might come. But before we also get into that, Starfish has a book that she would like to share with you because I already heard from Kaylin, I heard from Aylin, and I heard from Casey, and they said that they were going to make sure that they brushed their teeth and that they put away their toys and they took a bath. Wow. But Starfish has a book that I think would be really wonderful to share.
Great. Which book would you like me to read, Aunt Jewel?
I would like for you to read the book on talking about, I think sometimes, something from nothing. Because I think for this very special holiday season that we can see what all the things that we can do for it, even though we might say, well, I don't have any money. I don't have anything to give. Here's a story that will tell you that you may have something very important. And I think with the holiday season, I think this is a great time to share.
I agree. Something from Nothing by Phoebe Gilman. And this book is adapted by A Jewish Folktale. The publisher is Scholastic, Inc. When Joseph was a baby, his grandfather made him a wonderful blanket to keep him warm and cozy and to chase away bad dreams. But as Joseph grew older, the wonderful blanket grew older too. One day, his mother said to him, "Joseph, look at your blanket. It's frazzled. It's worn. It's unsightly. It's torn. It's time to throw it out." "Grandpa, can you fix it?" Joseph said. Joseph's grandfather took the blanket and turned it round and round. He said as his scissors went snip, 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 and his needle flew in and out. There's just enough material here to make a wonderful jacket. Joseph put on the wonderful jacket and went outside to play. But as Joseph grew older, the wonderful jacket grew older too. One day, his mother said to him, "Joseph, look at your jacket. It's shrunken and small. It doesn't fit you at all. It's time to throw it out." "Grandpa, Grandpa, can you fix it?" Joseph said. Joseph's grandfather took the jacket and turned it in around and around and around. He said as the scissors went snip, 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 and his needle flew in and out, in and out. "There's just enough material here to make a wonderful vest." Joseph wore the wonderful vest to school the very next day. But as Joseph grew older, the wonderful vest grew older too. One day, his mother said to him, "Joseph, look at your vest. It's spotted with glue, and there's paint on it too. It is time to throw it out." "Grandpa, can you fix it?" Joseph said. Joseph's grandfather took the vest and turned it round and round. He said as the scissors went snip, 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 and his needle flew in and out, in and out. "There's just enough material here to make a wonderful tie." Joseph wore the wonderful tie to his grandfather's house every Friday. But as Joseph grew older, his wonderful tie grew older too. One day his mother said to him, "Joseph, look at your tie. This big stain of soup makes the end of it droop. It is certainly, certainly time to throw it out." "Grandpa, Grandpa, can you fix it?" Joseph said. Joseph's grandfather took the tie and turned it round and round. He said, as the scissors went snip, 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 and his needle flew in and out, in and out. "There's just enough material here to make a wonderful handkerchief." Joseph used that wonderful handkerchief to keep his pebble collection safe. But as Joseph grew older, his wonderful handkerchief grew older too. One day, his mother said to him, "Joseph, look at your handkerchief. It's been used till it's tattered. It's splotched and it's splattered. It is time to throw it out." "Grandpa, can you fix it?" Joseph said. Joseph's grandfather took the handkerchief and turned it round and round. He said as the scissors went snip, 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 and his needle flew in and out, in and out, in and out. "There's just enough material here to make a wonderful button." Joseph wore the button on his suspenders to hold his pants. One day his mother said to him, "Where is your button?" Joseph looked. It was gone. He searched everywhere, but he could not find it. Joseph ran down to his grandfather's house. "My button, my wonderful button is lost." His mother ran after him. "Joseph, listen to me. The button is gone. Finished. Kaput. Even your grandfather can't make something from nothing."
Joseph's grandfather shook his head sadly. I'm afraid that your mother is right. The next day, Joseph went to school. He said as his pen went scratch over the paper. There's just enough material here to make a wonderful story. The end.
Wow. Starfish, wasn't that... I think that's a really good message for kids to know that you don't have to throw something away. It still can be valuable.
I know. Can you imagine all the things that Joseph was able to make from the original blanket?
Right. And that's what I know that's what a lot of boys and girls and even babies, they have this very special... Oh, it could be a blanket, too, or it could be a teddy bear, or it could be a rabbit, and you can still be able to do so many things with it. And just think, he had a blanket, and he was able to make someone else happy just like it did him. Very comforting to know.
Yes, it certainly is.
So, boys and girls, I know that story is making you think of some of the things that you have in your house and what you could be able to do and re-gift it to someone. Because a lot of the season is coming, and this particular season, everyone thinks that they have to buy something new. But you can still give, because that's what's important.
It certainly is.
Boys and girls, are you keeping a list of all the things that you're doing? Is that you? I heard some boys and girls tell me that they always pick up their toys. That is nothing really special. I even heard some say that they are being nice to their brother or sister. That's nothing really special. They're even eating their food and going to bed with no words except for good night. I can't wait to go to bed. That's what some of them are saying. Isn't that kind of different, Starfish? Having kids say what they want to do, and their mom is not even saying anything to them, nor is their daddy saying anything to them. They're just doing it on their own. Might seem strange to some, but not strange to others. Because what did we say? We're getting closer to another holiday. And I know that they've heard from this song. And it's from the kids' song, and it's called Santa Claus is Coming. I wonder if that could be why they are being so good. Let's hear why maybe they might be good. Let's hear it. Oh, no, that could be reason why you're making a list. Oh, no.
He knows if you miss that
Watch out. Could that be the reason why you're good?
Possibly. Or you can also do good deeds for others.
You're right, Starfish. You just might be doing it just to be good. That would be great. I know that your mom and dad would love that. That you're doing it just because you want to. And, of course, this is a very busy time. So that means that when things are busy and hectic, you have to be on your great behavior because you might get a little, I don't know, you might get a, might be feeling a little disturbed if something happens to you and you don't like it. But we know that this is the time that everyone gives, and you may say, I'm sorry. Excuse me, a lot of those nice terminologies. I know Starfish has heard some of those. Well, with that comes, because we already talked about Thanksgiving, we already mentioned Christmas, we've already talked about Hanukkah. This is a time that it gets pretty cold, and a lot of you will be seeing snow. And what happens when snow comes, Starfish? You might want to make a snowman. Have you ever made a snowman, boys and girls? Well, I have, and I'm sure Starfish has too. And this book is called A Heart of a Snowman. It's by Mary Urella and Eugene Yeltsin. Now, this book was published by HarperCollins. So if you want to hear it again, you can either play our radio program or you can either go to the bookstore and get this book, or maybe even go to the public library. So here we go. Owen knew that at the heart of a snowman is a perfect snowball. Now, to make a perfect snowball, you need the powdery kind of snow. Now, that's a touch melty, so it's not so hard, but it makes you be able to mold the snow. Now, Owen packed a handful into a round ball and rolled the ball around this way and that. And so as he rolled it into something large, "You made the best snowman," said Owen's little sister. His eyes are looking at me. Owen smiled with pride. "Those aren't eyes, they're buttons." Well, his sister dug a carrot from her pocket and handed it to him. It was twisted and thin, and it stayed in anyway. "How will you keep him warm?" "He doesn't need to be warm," said Owens. "He's cold all the way through. But he's warm inside," and she said, "I'm sure of it." Now, Owen was too busy to argue. He looked at her scarf. He could use that. His sister went up onto her scarf. The knitting gapped in a great hole the way only comfy scarves do. "Okay, you can have it," she said. "I won't need it tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of sun." I know, boys and girls, you've done something like that. You've given away something that was real special to you because you know that someone else needs it. Now, every year, Owen built a snowman on Christmas Eve, but the sun always melted on Christmas Day. There's got to be a way to keep it around, Owen told himself.
Ho, 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 ho.
And a shuffling sound came from the chimney. Owen was so worried about his snowman, he didn't even notice. But
wow.
Long after, can you believe that, Starfish? But long after that, a brilliant light beamed down on Owen's snowman. It came from a vessel hovering overhead. Owen ran out to the house and called, "What are you doing with my snowman?" He grabbed hold of the snowman and was pulled inside. Now, I know, Starfish, that a lot of the boys and girls are going to be seeing so many different Christmas displays when they go down to New York City. There's a big Christmas tree, and a lot of the store windows are very pretty and remind us of what's going to be happening soon. Have you ever seen that, Starfish? Well, within the vessel, it was still and a hush of fallen snow. Snowman pressed in on every side. In the distance, Owen saw steam pumping up from a factory all shiny and bright. Boys and girls, he went into this big vessel and there was snowmen all inside. Can you imagine? Owen and his snowman were abruptly ejected from the vessel into a vast factory.
"Please stay away from the snowman," said a chilling voice from a loudspeaker. "You're too warm, Owen."
Wow, piece by piece, Owen's snowman was carrying off alongside a smooth tube. Owen felt hot with anger in spite of the terrible cold in the factory. They were unmasking this snowman. What are they doing to the snowman? Well, the nest room hummed with the sound of destruction. Owen saw his snowman's head placed on a conveyor belt. The rabbit's job was to eat the nose. He was good at his job. Steadily, steadily went the woolies, unknitting his sister's scarf. Nearby, a moose zapped the snowman's twig limbs in two. What kind of barbaric place was this? What Owen saw at the next station made him gasp. They had taken apart his snowman snowflake by snowflake, and now a pointed instrument was twisting apart with each snowflake, branch by branch. Outraged, Owen turned to the polar bear. "How would you like someone to pull off your arms?" The polar bear hunched a little closer over his microscope. That's when it hit Owen. Everybody thinks the snow is melting. The snowman, but they're wrong. Snowmen are just brought here. "Back off," said the polar bear. "You're too warm." "What difference does it make if I'm too warm? You're already taking apart the snowman." "You're getting warmer, Owen," said the chilly voice from the loudspeaker. "Move along now. Exit right. Mind your step." Owen stepped out into an open field of snow, piled and puff, wondering if he could still save the snowman. A vehicle hauling a load of carrots was coming up fast. "That looks perfect. We grow them ourselves." "But I thought you destroy snowmen," the rabbit stared at Owen. "Why would we destroy snowmen if we grow new noses? That's a good question, isn't it, boys and girls? Well, back to the story. It's begun to feel warmer. Up ahead, Owen saw a crop of chimneys sticking out of the snow. A white cat leaped into one and went down. A moment later, he reappeared. But now it was black with soot. Held in a small mouth was something round and black. "What is that you're carrying?" said Owen. The cat's eyes went wide, and the thing dropped from his mouth. Owen caught the lump of coal and turned it over in his hand. These are eyes. I use buttons, but I know most people use coal. The cat started off. Eyes, nose, everything like that. They're just like new. Hey, are you making a snowman? But the cat was gone. Owen stumped his foot in frustration, and the snow caved in beneath him. He dropped right through into a cloud. Coal ghost blew Owen's here and there, setting him to spin and spin. Never had he felt so fine, so fluffed, so wonderful. Owen had dropped into a chamber making snowflakes. Suddenly the chamber stopped gusting, and Owen fell into the cold floor. Two walruses stared at him. Look, he got them all dirty, said one, and sent the snowflakes to be cleaned, every needle, every branch. We don't take snowmen apart, said the other, and clean them top to bottom for nothing, you know. So why do you take them apart and clean them? The walrus looked at each other and shrugged. I know, said Owen. It's to make the perfect snowman. Owen was so pleased with this discovery, he thrust his hands back into the chamber and caught a snowflake. Don't touch, said the walrus. The snowflake melted in Owen's hand. See, you're too warm. But that's how you build a snowman, said Owen. With your hands? Now, at the last station, Owen discovered the pieces of a snowman, all perfectly remade, and Puffin stared up at him. From top to bottom, we've improved on your snowman, said the Puffin. Only we had a bit of trouble getting him started. The Puffin held the very beginning of a snowball, and they were very poor beginning indeed. I'll show you how, Owen scooped up a handful of snow. He held the snow until it got a touchy melty from the warmth of his hand. Now the snow rolled nicely into a round ball. Feel, said Owen, giving the Puffin his hand. The Puffin held Owen's hand warm. One ball at a time, Owen and the Puffin made a snowman. As Owen wrapped his sister's scarf around it, the Puffin said, Can I tell you how long we've tried to make a snowman? This is your first? The Puffin blushed. Yes. Owen looked back at the millions of clean and improved pieces of other snowmen. What's all that for? You, said the chilly voice from the loudspeaker. That's why we brought you here. Owen looked up. You brought me here? Yes. You will roll the perfect snowball at the heart of all our snowmen. Worried, Owen looked around. Meanwhile, the animal had gathered to see their first snowman. One pointed at the snowman. Look, it's melting. Not possible, boomed the voice on the loudspeaker. At these temperatures, a snowman can last forever. The Puffin set up a machine that would uncover the nature of any snowman's problem. With the flick of a switch, all was revealed. From the deep inside the snowman glowed a warm snowball. What has the boy done? Said the voices over the loudspeaker. It sounded a little disappointed. When a boy makes a snowman, he gives it a heart, said the Puffin. It gets so warm inside, the snowman can't last. The animal looked at each other. All at once, they knew the factory would close because the only place a snowman would last forever was in a boy's heart. The next morning was bright and sunny, and as Owen pulled his sister over the snow on his new sled, as they passed the snowman, she said, Look, your snowman is melting. Don't you know it? It's not the sun that melts the snowman, said Owen. It's his heart. Yes, his sister said, I know. So Owen retrieved her scarf and then pulled them towards the big hill, and his sister noticed the scarf was woven like new. That's all right, she said, and she wrapped it around her. I'll have it comfy again by next Christmas. The end. boys and girls. It's so wonderful to be able to have stories like that, to know what exactly is happening. How did that snowman feel? Love, just like you, boys and girls. You always feel love when your mommy or daddy's doing something. At first, you might not know exactly what it means. But each time it happens, you understand that they do love you. And we'd like to hear a song called I Can Only Imagine by Lachelle Griffin. Because with a snowman, you can only imagine. With Santa, you can only imagine.
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Or in awe of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
With imagination, with seeing yourself being good for almost 24 days, with giving gifts and making gifts. Oh, this is such a wonderful time with holidays. So many things to do. We even have a doggy that also likes to do things in the middle of the night. And we can only imagine what he does.
I can only imagine.
I know a lot of you wonder, I wonder what happens when my dog leaves for a little while. What is he up to? Is he with his friends? Is he looking for food? Doesn't say anything when he's gone.
I know. Well, this book is called The Night I Followed the Dog.
I wonder if they're sleepy yet, Starfish.
Are you sleepy yet? This book is by Nina. The publisher is also Scholastic.
I would like to hear, what do dogs do at night?
I have a dog. Nothing exotic or special, just an ordinary dog and cat. I always thought it was a boring dog. What I mean is, he can fetch, roll over, and shake hands, but mostly he sleeps and eats. I used to think that our dog next door, Neighbors, had the best dog in the world. Their dog can sing and change the channels on the TV. Their dog always wins medals in obedience. Cool. But I don't think their dog is so great now. Not since the night I followed my dog. Before I could look twice, he disappeared into the backyard. I opened the kitchen door and whistled. When he came into the house, he was the same as he always is, hungry. I really wasn't sure that I believed what I had seen, so that night I decided to follow him. I wore dark clothes so I wouldn't be noticed, and I left my bicycle near the door so I'd have it close by. But when I let the dog out, too, I took out the garbage so he wouldn't suspect anything. The dog went straight to his doghouse. I saw a light go on inside, slowly. I snuck around the backyard and peeked into the doghouse. This was not the doghouse that I helped build. Inside, there was a living room, a bathroom, and a huge closet full of fancy clothes. The dog was in the bathroom. He was wearing a tuxedo and fumbling with the bow tie. When he came out, he casually walked out of the doghouse, across the yard, and down the street. I grabbed my bicycle and followed him. Two blocks later, I saw a limousine pull over. The dog got in and the car took off. I started pedaling faster and faster and faster and faster. The car headed across town. I thought I would lose them, but luckily they were stopped by a few red lights. After a while, I found myself in a part of town that I had never seen before. The buildings all seemed to be empty. And it was very quiet. The limousine stopped, and I hid and watched my dog get out. He disappeared into a building, and the limousine pulled away. There was nothing on the outside of the building, just two brass fire hydrants on either side of the entrance. I opened the door. At the end of the hall, there was a neon sign that said, "The Dog House." I crept closer. It looked like some kind of club. I decided to get a closer look. The moment I opened the door, two men, mean-looking bulldogs, appeared and said, "You can't come in here. I don't know what to say." So I said, "I saw my dog. I mean, I think my dog's in here." Just then, my dog walked over and said, "It's okay, boys. He was with me." The bulldog said, sure, boss. Whatever you say." See all that sofa? We can sit on the sofas here. We can treat without having a lie down, roll over, or play dead. And if we want to chew on a shoe or chase our tail, no one will stop us. We have no masters here, no leashes, and no rolled up newspaper. This is a place where dogs can be dogs. We sat down. A Cocker Spaniel came by and asked me if I would like a bowl of water or some biscuits. Little by little, dogs of all kinds started coming in. Some dams, some dogs. They all looked at me a little funny. But when they saw who I was with, they smiled and shook my hand. At one point, my dog waved to an Afghan with a camera. She came over to our table and took a picture of us together. Being with my dog made me feel like a movie star. It was way past my bedtime. As I pedaled home into the cool night, I thought to myself, now I'm really, really going to be in the doghouse. But then again, that might not be so bad. The end.
Oh, boys and girls, did you ever think that was the case? that when his dog left, that he was going to go to a place that was so cool.
I know. That was definitely a treat.
And it makes you feel pretty special that your dog is the head person there. You knew that you loved him, and now it was so great to be able to find out that other people loved your dog, too.
Yeah, he was the boss.
It certainly seemed as though everybody loved your dog. So I wonder if some of you are getting sleepy. I know that. Oh, I'm starting to yawn, Starfish.
I think we're almost finished with our job.
Yes, I think that we're doing it again. I think that a lot of the boys and girls are starting to get a little tired and a little sleepy. And I know that that makes the mommies and daddies all feel pretty good about that.
Certainly.
So, of course, when we know that some of them are feeling kind of tired, we want to be able to at least hear a little lullaby, don't you think, Starfish?
I agree.
Because that does make you feel like, oh, maybe you are doing something that maybe your mommy and daddy wants you to do is go to sleep. Jennifer Hudson knows exactly what song to sing. Lullaby. Whether vacation for some, but a long time not being in school because it was a holiday when Thanksgiving, and it was a time to be able to thank your mommy and daddy and your grandpa and grandma and aunts and uncles and cousins. It was time to celebrate with them, to give thanks for all the things that has happened for you, and also to be able to reacquaint and meet again. And that's what's going to be happening this holiday spirit. And I know, boys and girls, that you have a list. And we'll even put a template of a list so that you can write some of your things down. So for the boys and girls that have already slept, Mom and Dad, you can go on our site and be able to see it with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories at gmail.com and get that list so that you can be able to share it with your boys and girls so they'll be ready during that time. And
that would be wonderful.
Starfish?
That would be wonderful.
Yes, it would be, and it would give them something to be able to look at every day till that time comes. And some of you will now, because it's December 1st, you will start to write your advent calendar and be able to get surprises every day so you can mark down the time. And I also want to celebrate and say happy birthday to George, because it's his birthday today, a very special day, because now the holiday is official. December 1st.
Yes, it is, everyone. Get your checklist ready and prepare.
So happy birthday, and we will play this out, Just Like a Star by Corrine Bailey Ray, and we want to thank you so much, everyone, for joining us with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we'll see you next Sunday, and make sure that you already started your list.
Have a good night.
Good night, boys and girls.
Just like a star across my sky.
Corrine Bailey Ray,
Just
Like
a
Star.
You have appeared to feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything.
Are you sleepy yet, boys and girls? I know that. Bobby's already gone to sleep. Oh,
are you sleepy?
Yes. I'm getting sleepy, Starfish.
I think I am too, Aunt Jewel.
I think we've done it again. Blink Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. Thank you so much for joining Starfish and Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.